Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I really, really do appreciate you guys calling in and listening in. And there's been a lot of medical news. And I sometimes get frustrated with you guys because you don't listen to my show during the week. So then here I am having to repeat myself at the end of the week on everything we did. But I understand. I mean, it was kind of a hectic week. Leonard Nimoy died. Harrison Ford, you know, got into the plane crash. In fact, I wanted to, my husband's a pilot, so I wanted to interview him, you know, to talk about, you know, how something like this could happen. Because, you know, Harrison Ford did an amazing job being able to survive that, knowing how to crash land without any casualties. So I was going to interview my husband as a pilot to talk about, you know, the type of plane and what happened. Unfortunately, my husband asked me to conduct the interview if I was going to interview him naked. So I got mad at him and said, this is ridiculous. You know, forget it. I don't need to interview you if that's what you're going to do. And I decided that because I'm just kind of in that kind of a grumpy mood, I'm just going to give you all a pop quiz. So, pop quiz! See, some of you guys knew the pop quiz was coming because you followed me on Facebook. All right, but the rest of you are like, wait, really, pop quiz? And I told you guys all week we're going to do a pop quiz. So here we go. Pencils out. Pencils out. Here we go. No griping. Number one. We're not going to wait for you. Number one. Okay. No, it has to be a number two pencil. Yeah. It has to be a number two pencil. I'm not going to wait for you to sharpen your pencil. Here we go. Number one. True or false? Now, these are easy. Women get treated for their heart attack faster than men because hospitals go by the creed, ladies first. Is that true or false? Women get treated for their heart attack faster than men. Number two. A study finds that smelling farts helps prevent cancer. Is that true or false? I know, man. With what goes on in my house, you would think I'd live till 150 with that one. But a study finds smelling farts prevents cancer. True or false? Number three. People with gout have been found to be protected against what? Okay, people with gout. Are they protected against high blood pressure? Protected against Alzheimer's? Their mother-in-laws, or high taxes? What are people with gout protected against? Number four, some people, true or false, may have allergies to marijuana. That's an easy one. True or false, some people have allergies to marijuana. I had to give you guys an easy one because if you guys fail, it reflects poorly on me. You know how teachers now are being rated on how well their kids pass? I got to throw some easy ones in there or I'm out of a job. Number five, true or false, Virgos, okay, we studied this week astrological signs and eat by your astrological sign being offered by an astrological expert. Virgos may be more prone to allergies and therefore should avoid marijuana. True or false? All right, next. We're not waiting for you guys. You got to be moved. You got to move fast. This is fast. Number six. Excessive amounts of what candy has been linked to a seizure in a child? Is it A, double chocolate truffle? Even if it was linked, I'd still eat them. B, Pez. C, the hard 1 cent candies that we really don't like and we get, you know, all the time on Halloween. They're like, you know, a cent for like a penny. Like, you know, they're like green and they're like jawbreakers, but they're not real jawbreakers and they suck. Or D, black licorice. Okay. Next one. Now, this is the one a lot of you guys were studying on Facebook. Daylight savings time means we need to change our what? Is it A, our underwear, B, clocks forward, C, smoke detector batteries, D, do we change our attitude, E, are IRA. F, answers B and C. G, answers A, B, and D. These are like my questions in medical school. H, answers B, D, and E. I, answers A and C. J, answers D and E. Or is it K? B and E. Oh, man. I got to tell you, y'all think I'm dumber than a doorknob, but I got to tell you, man, these are the questions I had to answer in medical school and on the boards. I'm not going to reread that whole daylight saving time question. Sorry. Number 8, true or false, there's a procedure that exists to turn one's brown eyes blue. And here's a bonus question. Well, you know what? I didn't word the bonus question. I can't pull that one really quickly. I'll tell you guys. None of you deserve extra credit anyway. Number 9. We're still going on. The quiz isn't even done. Oh, my gosh. Number 9. Which supplements have been linked to increased heart and stroke risk? It was in the news this week. We covered it thoroughly. Which supplements have been linked to increased heart and stroke risk? Number 10. Researchers this week found the average penis size to be A, 5.2 inches, B, 5.2 feet, or C, 5.2 pounds. Sorry, guys. These are the medical headlines. What do you want? I'm not going to talk about Hillary Clinton's emails. And then number 11, people with ADHD may have a shorter blank. No, it doesn't have to do with body parts. Come on, guys. All right, are we done? All right, pencils down. Lord have mercy. Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, you guys really, it's pitiful. You know how many hours I bust my butt during the week trying to teach you guys medical news? And what I bet you barely even passed. Okay, we'll try to quickly go through the answers. Number 1, true or false? Women get treated for the heart attack faster than men because hospitals go by the creed ladies first. No, hospitals will not do ladies first. Okay? I know a lot of you guys think, you know, us that are cuter, shorter mini skirts. No, trust me. Alright? You know, they don't go that way. Especially, man, I was a woman ER doc. I'm not gonna sit here and pick women over men. I'm just gonna treat whoever needs it. But, it is false also because women will reach the ER later. It takes longer for a woman to call 911. Or to reach the ER. Now, like for me, you know, I want to get my makeup on. I want to put a bra on. I want to make sure the kids are handled. You know, I want to cook them, you know, dinner for the next couple days. And then I'll call the hospital, the 911. Okay, don't go away. We got to get through the rest of the answers and teach you guys something. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful wonderful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All for tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Ben, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I want to quickly get to the answers because there's a lot of good, interesting information, medical stuff that we got to this week. But we had a caller over the break that wanted to know why gay men cannot donate blood. The subject of blood has come up definitely in my neck of the woods because we've been hearing reports of blood shortages actually throughout the country. So I've decided to try to make in my particular state a Nevada statewide blood donation day. I want you guys donating blood whenever you can. But we figured that we would try to make an annual thing out of this maybe get the governor's office to proclaim this something that has to be, you know, that we all want to recognize, not has to, but we all want to recognize where this year we're going to do April 25th, where we're going to be recruiting Red Cross, United Blood Services throughout the state and tell you guys where to go to donate blood. Hopefully in some locations we'll have some goodies, some fun stuff for the kids, etc. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. Follow our Facebook page. I apologize about this. My computer and the pop-ups. Nevada Blood Donation Day. We got a Nevada Blood Donation Day Facebook page. And for those of you in other states that listen to the show that want me to help you set up something like this in your area or city, etc., I think it's extremely important. Blood drives are great to do, but they are kind of time consuming. And a lot of times, you know, people are like, well, we're not going to get enough people. And what's the point? Even one pint of blood is life saving. But the subject has come up now by a lot of my Facebook fans, and understandably so, you know, why can't gay men donate? And when is the FDA going to change their policy on that? I thought they were already starting to ease up. I thought last year they were going to ease up, because honestly, gay men not being able to donate never made any sense to me. I we have to screen the blood no matter what. And how do you know that the average person is not having sex with somebody who could have HIV? You don't know. If you're having unprotected sex, male, female, whatnot, you're at risk for HIV. So I guess current policy that is being criticized and being challenged is the FDA's policy. It's on the FDA website. Men who have had sex with other men at any time since 1977... which was the beginning of the AIDS epidemic in the United States. We remember the 1980s being a lot of media attention then, but the epidemic officially started in the 70s. And so any man who has ever had sex with another man since 1977 are currently deferred as blood donors because they feel that group is increased risk for HIV, hepatitis B, and other sorts of infections that could be transmitted by transfusion. All right, so, you know, most of us, though, I think, look at that type of rule being completely obsolete because we need to screen everybody's blood. So the average person coming up going, oh, yeah, you know, I had sex with this one woman. I don't know who she was. Okay, well, is he, at high risk, too? Yep, of course he is. Having unprotected sex puts you at high risk for HIV. But the reason why they went to that extra step saying, you know what, let's just not accept blood from gay men, was because at the time, the testing had really eluded a lot of us in terms of, okay, well, they're negative now, but are they going to be positive later? And if they donate the blood, is it going to show up in the recipient later? And since, you know, people were getting HIV from blood transfusions as a kind of a reflex, they're like, you know what, let's just halt this, all right? But we have a huge amount of the population who's gay that wants to help donate blood, and the blood has to be vigorously screened. So if you have a known infection of HIV or hepatitis, etc., you are asked not to donate. But when people are filling out the questionnaire and being honest, yeah, you know, I'm gay, they're being denied the ability to donate blood. So it's extremely frustrating. To me, I think it just doesn't make sense anymore because we have to screen all the blood anyway. All right? You're worried about HIV. We're also worried about syphilis. We're worried about hepatitis, etc. We don't want to be transmitting blood with any of those pathogens from anybody, straight, gay, etc. So, from what we heard last year, the FDA was easing the restrictions. Right now, though, I don't know if it has been put in stone or law, etc. In my particular area, I hear that we probably go through at least 250 units a day at any time in my city. All right, and that's actually a small number, but 250 units when you're looking at the traumas, when you're looking at people that are anemic, etc. And so, how many people are actively walking into a blood donation center and donating? You know, it's very hard to keep that number up. So that's something we're working on, and thank you for your question, and I just hope, you know, eventually anybody who wants to donate, who's unselfish enough to donate, should be able to. Really quickly, let me just give you some quick blood facts while we're on the subject. They said every 2 seconds, according to Red Cross, every 2 seconds someone in the U.S. needs blood. Okay? More than 41,000 blood donations, they said, are needed every day. Thank God there's United Blood Services and Red Cross out there. But 41,000 or 41,000 of you every day donating? And then what if, you know, that's just to break even. A total of 30 million blood components, they say, are transfused each year in the U.S. The average red blood cell transfusion is about 3 pints. The blood type most often requested by hospitals is type O, because you could give that to as like O negative, especially, you know, you have somebody where you don't know the blood type. Usually we now type and cross and know what we have as soon as possible, but in an emergency setting we'll give you type O, because if we have to give you blood, we need to make sure that, you know, we have the best chance of you taking the blood and not getting a reaction to it. They say the blood used in an emergency is already on the shelves before the event occurs, which is why we need to, during times of not flu season and quiet times, we start bringing up blood supply. Summer is a big time where blood banks need blood. And, you know, people are in the giving mood around Christmas time. But when it comes summertime, springtime, a lot of people don't think about it. Sickle cell disease, they say, affects more than 70,000 people in the U.S., About 1,000 babies are born with the disease each year. Sickle cell patients can require frequent blood transfusions throughout their lives. So we're not talking just trauma. More than 1.6 million people were diagnosed with cancer last year, and many of them need blood. My mother-in-law, before she passed, she needed a blood transfusion. Single car accident victim could possibly require 100 pints of blood. So, we'll give you guys more, you know, details, and we'll talk about the process and how long the blood lasts and et cetera. We'll probably over this month cover more, because I know we got to get to a lot of the medical news and headlines, et cetera. But if I could just implore, you don't even have to wait till blood donation day, all right? If you feel good and you're healthy and you qualify, and you can go to the United Blood Services or Red Cross website to make sure you qualify in terms of, you know, have you been out of the country and exposed to mad cow disease, or, you know, do you have hepatitis, do you have hereditary hemochromatosis? You know, these things, there are certain guidelines and qualifications. Make sure you check that out. Hopefully, eventually, we'll be able to figure out how we could use anybody's blood, but right now there's still restrictions. And if you could donate blood, please do. And again, definitely go to my website at drdahlia.com, or go to my Facebook page at Nevada State or Nevada Blood Donation Day. For Nevada Blood Donation Day, we got to get that started in all states. I want to work on a California Blood Donation Day. I don't know. Kansas Blood Donation. New York should be fun. So that's what we're working on. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. True or false, study finds smelling farts to prevent cancer? Well, the answer is true. There was a study that found that. So the answer to that question was true. There was a study that found that fart smelling could possibly prevent cancer. But basically what it was, which some other researchers debunked, was there's a chemical, okay, that is in the fart composition that helped rejuvenate cells' mitochondria and prevented the cells from dying. So when you need your energy source, your power source of your cells working, and a fart has that, that's where they came up with the fart. But doctors are not telling people to inhale other people's farts. People with gout have been found to be protected against, was it high blood pressure, their mother-in-law's, high taxes? No, Alzheimer's. They found that people with gout in this one study appeared to not progress to Alzheimer's like people without gout. And we found this study very interesting because, you know, gout, which is caused by uric acid is inflammatory. And we know that people with gout could be more prone to heart attack, right? We see the high blood pressure, the heart attack, diabetes, etc. But having it may prevent Alzheimer's. Very, very interesting study. They definitely need to study that more. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Are you allergic to marijuana? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your it's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of your pop quiz questions were, are some people having allergies to marijuana? And the big answer to that is true. In addition to marijuana causing anxiety and, I don't know, paranoia and delusions and, I don't know, kind of sleepiness, we find that the plant could also cause hay fever type symptoms, all right? Because marijuana is an allergen, just like any other weed or plant, or, I mean, it's weed, it's called weed, right? The drug, like other pollen-bearing plants, is an allergen and can cause allergic reactions similar to those suffered by people with hay fever. Now, I was wondering why so many of you guys were coming to my office for the allergy shot. And I'm like, honestly, already? Yeah, you know, like really, but you know, we still haven't even finished flu season. People are still sick. It was kind of cold outside this week, and no, that's probably why you guys are starting to get all sinusy and kind of drippy because of your marijuana. Scientists found in some cases exposure to marijuana pollen or cannabis smoke provoked rhinitis, allergic rhinitis, where your nasal passages are running. It's very clear. Sneezing, congestion, itchy, runny nose. They also found symptoms of conjunctivitis and asthma. Conjunctivitis is where your eyes get red. It doesn't necessarily mean pink eye. You got bacterial conjunctivitis. You got viral conjunctivitis and allergic conjunctivitis. Allergic conjunctivitis is where the allergies just cause your eyes to kind of get red. You weep a lot. They itch. Really uncomfortable. I hate itchy eyes. The researchers wrote, although still relatively uncommon allergic disease associated with cannabis exposure, it has been reported with increased frequency. And cannabis pollen is usually late summer and early autumn. So even though we're coming into the spring right now, you know, marijuana could still cause year-round allergies, but more so we'll see it in the fall. This is, like, really, really interesting to me. I just got to be ready, man, you know, because I really don't stock a lot of allergies type stuff in my office come fall because I'm like, ooh, we're out of allergy season. But if more and more of you guys are growing marijuana, I don't even think it's illegal here where I live yet. All right, good. Oh, we're also going to start to see, interesting, we're going to see occupational exposure cases where, you know, if certain workplaces allow under the American with Disabilities Act people with needing medical marijuana to treat their disability, if we're going to start to see secondhand exposure issues and how employers are going to have to handle that. 23 states and the District of Columbia currently have laws legalizing marijuana in some form. 4 states have legalized marijuana for recreational use. If you have a history of anaphylaxis, where you go into a full-blown and allergy attack where you can't breathe, you're going to have to carry an EpiPen. So for those of you that aren't too sure if you're allergic to marijuana, but you are going to dive into it and grow it, I would suggest you make sure you have an EpiPen on board. EpiPen is epinephrine, and we use the epinephrine to open up your airways and allow you to get air when you start feeling like you're in complete bronchoconstriction. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, true or false, Virgos are more prone to allergies and therefore should avoid marijuana. I don't know. I mean, according to this one study, Virgos usually are a little bit more sensitive, they say. And so they recommend, I think this is Miss Knowles, is an astrological nutritionist. I need to double check what her credentials are here. She's an astrologer, Jillian Knowles. And she went through all the different zodiac signs and told us what to eat. So if you're Virgo, August 24th to September 23rd, which is when marijuana appears to start to, the pollen starts to kind of go into high season, they say go organic to avoid allergies. Virgo rules the skin. Libra, if you're a Libra, they said to choose foods rich in potassium, such as bananas, leafy greens, fish, and yogurt. I dated a lot of Libras. Apparently, Libras are more prone to diabetes. Maybe that's why I like them, because, you know, they always were like, oh, let's go get some cake. Scorpios, they say, I think Scorpios get constipated. I have to double check this. I forget. Oh, Scorpios really like strict type of diets, willpower. So Scorpios really do well with dieting. Okay? And yeah, Scorpios have constipation. That's right. Because Scorpios are kind of grumpy. We have a Scorpio in my family. Ooh, grumpy. So usually you need to, if you're Scorpio, I guess, increase your roughage. Sagittarius, they say, let me see what's going on with Sagittarius. Sagittarius doesn't like to abstain a lot, they say. I don't know if there's any truth to that. So they say if you don't like to abstain, then if you are going to want the cream and the salt and the sugar, you may want to pick healthier substitutes. Capricorns, if you're a Capricorn, they have a lot of perseverance, apparently. They really kind of like aerobics, I guess. All right, Tai Chi, and they say make sure you get your calcium. You want to keep your bones healthy. Aquarius, right, for those of us, it's the zoning of Aquarius. Aquarius, they say you got to do moderation. Aquariuses get bored a lot, I guess. I'm married to a Pisces, but, yeah, I don't know. I always thought it was Aquarius because his birthday's in February, but Aquarius, that ends February 19th. They said try to not drink alcohol. If you're a Pisces, which is my husband, they say overeating is an issue, so you want to keep up your exercise, maybe swim if you're Pisces. And I'm a Gemini. Gemini was very, very on the money. I'm a Gemini, June 16th. All right, they say we are generally active and on the go. And we like to do two things at once, which is so, so true. As you all know, during my shows, I Kegel throughout the whole way. So not only am I broadcasting, I'm Kegeling. I'm a multitask expert. But unfortunately, we don't sit down and eat. We always eat on the run. So they say avoid fast foods. And because Geminis are more, I guess, hand and nervous related. I'm not nervous related. I just, you know. Did I leave anybody out? Cancer has a lot of, I guess cancer is supposed to be breast and stomach. We talked about that. We were talking about do any health pictures seem to go with people's astrological signs? Not that there's any science to it, but it's cool to talk about. But I guess cancer had been more prone to stomach issues, breast issues, and cancer likes comfort food. So you want to be careful because they say the unhealthy food you ate in childhood, you're going to go to. And comfort food is something that cancers are drawn to. And then Leo, they say you have, let me see, Leo, I don't know about Leos. I don't think there's really much about Leos. I don't know. They say Leos just cut the carbs. Well, everybody needs to cut the carbs. Yeah, all right, well, that was, I mean, we learned something. I don't know. All right, but boy, that Gemini was right on the money. Right on the money. Okay, excessive amounts of what kind of candy led to a seizure in a kid? It was the black licorice. There was a chemical component in the black licorice that unfortunately caused the child's brain to swell. So apparently there's X amount of amounts of this chemical that you could have. I can't think of the name at the top of my head of the black and black licorice. Unfortunately, this kid was consuming it in huge quantities over the last few days prior to his seizure. Daylight saving time. Yay! No. Daylight saving time. We got to put our clocks forward an hour. So not only do we have to change our clocks, we also recommend to change your smoke detector batteries. It's always a good time. Thank God for our firefighters for being there, but we only have X amount of firefighters and first response teams. So you need to make sure that you change your smoke detectors tonight. When we spring the clocks forward, you're supposed to do it at 2 a.m. I usually tell all of us to set our alarms for about maybe, I don't know, 1:45 in the morning tonight. Set your alarms 1:45 this week. Wake up. You kind of splash some water on your face, you know, really be, you know, awake and ready to change your clock because you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss changing your clock and then messing up tomorrow when everybody's going to church or Sunday school. So make sure you guys wake up early enough to change your clocks tonight at 2 in the morning. All right, don't go away. We'll finish up our medical questions, plus tell you about the health risks associated with daylight savings time. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, I'm finishing my breakfast. Hold on. I have to swallow it. All right, I hate having food in my mouth. Okay, I'm sure you guys aren't enjoying hearing food in my mouth either. I know I'm supposed to be getting my review from my bosses, and I'm sure there is going to be some discussion on why I'm always eating while on air. Supposed to eat on my breaks, and then I'm going to discuss back that I need longer breaks. So then it's going to be like, what? And then they're going to be like, what? And I'm going to be like, wait. And then they're going to be like, you're fired. And we're going to be like, what? Okay, anyway, there was a procedure this week Okay, the answer to that question was true, where we could turn a blue, somebody with blue eyes to having, I'm sorry, okay, you guys got to fix your radios. Your radios are broken, okay? Fix them, all right? Are they all fixed? There's a procedure that can turn your brown eyes blue. Like that song, I'm gonna make my brown eyes blue, or whatever that song is. And this procedure takes out the melanin pigment of the brown eyes. And as you take that pigment out, your eyes under the base are more blue. Because basically your eyes, it's not that you have blue pigment. It's the way that the light goes through your iris. And the iris is the part of the eye that has the color. I have blue eyes. They were a lot bluer when I was younger. And then they just start to change. And you start to lose pigment as you age, which is why great-grandma and grandpa, you know, their eyes look really, really light. Because you start to lose the pigment. And the more rich and darker the pigment, the younger looking you can be. And so they have this laser procedure that doesn't hurt the pupils, shouldn't hurt the retina, that takes out the melanin out of the iris of the eye, starts to then lighten the eye, and then you could have lighter-looking eyes. Take it from me, a blue-eyed bleach blonde doesn't really help when it comes to the guys, okay? Apparently, they're really into personality these days. Man, I can have blue eyes, it doesn't matter. Next, which supplements have been linked to increased heart and stroke risk? Study came out this week talking about testosterone supplements and how testosterone supplements were putting men at increased risk for heart attack and stroke. Make sure before you supplement testosterone that you get yourself checked. And I think anybody should be having a good EKG and cardiac workup anyway. All right, over age 40. I know that's not something Obamacare likes us to talk about, but I personally think that the heart is one of the most important parts of the body. And so before you take any supplements, we want to know that your heart is suitable for not only exercise, but supplements as well. Also, before you take testosterone supplements, somebody should be watching the prostate as well. I would also suggest a baseline PSA. Next, researchers found that the average penis size to be 5.2 inches, 5.2 feet, or 5.2 pounds. It was 5.2 inches. Apparently, researchers are spending, our hard-earned money to discover this. And this was still flaccid, but stretched out. Average girth was 4.6. They say the average erect circumference was 4.6 inches. And 3.7 inches when flaccid. So I guess for those of you who have body dysmorphic disorder and come to the doctor going, look, I need to increase, you know, the size of certain body parts, realize that you may be very, very within the normal range. So 5.2 inches when it's not erect and you're just kind of stretching it out, that is apparently the norm. And they looked at 15,000 men. It's a study out of Europe. Okay, and usually Europe is kind of equitable to us. Remember, they did a study on men from different countries, and certain countries had longer lengths, right? And the UK beat Americans out, but that's because I think the study was done in the UK. And I'm sure if the Americans did the study, they'd try to put themselves on top, but still. It was I think it's a pretty good study, so I really wouldn't change anything if you guys don't have to. And then people with ADHD may have a shorter what? And the answer to that was a shorter lifespan. Apparently, I'm sorry, I have a little issue here with the mic. Apparently, there was a study that came out a little while back where people with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder were twice as likely to die earlier than those who didn't have it. They would maybe die from freak accidents or car crashes or et cetera. Now, I understand that with attention deficit, you could quickly look at the phone or you could be easily distracted, and so that would make sense. But they say here, which is really alarming, people diagnosed at 18 or older were more than four times likely to die young compared to the general, compared to the general population. And startlingly, the death rate for women with ADHD was double that of men. Well, that's got to be hard because already I'm always, you know, looking at the kids, yelling at the kids and on my phone, et cetera. Broncar Lee, who we had on the show, he's an entertainer from Los Angeles. He was diagnosed with ADHD, said he nearly died in high school when he crashed his car. He was distracted, he said, while eating a cheeseburger. burger. Bron Carly, we had on our show, he does those a lot of the sounds. And he does a lot of the, it's great. He does beatboxing. It's amazing. This guy is so gifted. He's out of L.A. He says, I took a bite, and the next day, you know, boom. I drilled the back end of a car, and my head was stuck in the windshield. His diagnosis came in the seventh grade. And, you know, ADHD, we've talked about this on the show. Unfortunately, it's underdiagnosed way too often, and it's misdiagnosed as well. You can have somebody who's hungry and just not eating well and going to school after having some Fruit Loops. And then by 10, 11 o'clock, since lunch is until noon, starts to not pay attention and buzzing around the place because he's hypoglycemic. Those kids don't have attention deficit. They're malnourished. All right, but then you have other kids where they're failing and, you know, the teachers are trying to, you know, put everybody in the same box in terms of how to teach them, and these kids aren't, you know, getting it, or they're just not, you know, appearing to be with the program because they're intelligent kids, but whatever is being taught is not grasping and hold on to their attention. So, I mean, there's a variety of different scenarios, and if you do suspect that your child has attention deficit, you definitely want to talk to the teacher, okay, because the teacher has a lot of input. And then you want to talk to your medical provider. All right, daylight savings time and health risks. All right, there has been studies showing that daylight savings time changes, especially the spring forward, can increase our risk of heart attack and road accidents. All right, so this is the time when we are moving our clock forward for daylight savings time. We are going to be losing an hour of sleep tomorrow. We're already grumping and groaning and upset, etc. So, and like I said, you know, for those of you who forget, that's really stinky because you wake up the next morning like, wait a second, you guys are already on communion. Wait, I didn't even get to, well, that's because you slept in. No, I didn't. Nah, you did. So, they suggest, according to timeanddate.com, some simple states, ways to make it easier to handle the hour change. They say the week before, start waking up a little bit earlier than usual so it's easy to get out of bed Monday morning. Eat a healthy breakfast first thing. Food also tells your body at the start of the day. Make sure you get some sunlight. Help your child adjust by yelling at him the night before that he better get his tushy into bed, because if he doesn't get his tushy into bed, there is going to be hell to pay. That's what I always do with my kids. Like I said, make sure you guys wake yourself up at about 1:45 this morning to be up and ready to go for hour change. Unfortunately, a Swedish study found that the risk of having a heart attack increases in the first 3 days after switching to daylight savings time. So if you are cardiac vulnerable, not the time to skip seeing the doctor. Make sure you see the doctor. Make sure you're not cardiac vulnerable. Make sure your cholesterol's in good shape, your blood pressure's in good shape, your sugar's in good shape, etc. Traffic accidents increase Monday morning. Okay? Drivers are tired. They're also stressed. So make sure you plan, okay, for change in the grumpiness. I wanted to talk to you guys about the 9 rules that every Roadrunner cartoon had, where the Roadrunner was not allowed to harm the coyote, but the coyote had to only hurt himself. Pretty cool stuff. We're going to talk about it next time. I'll talk to you guys. All right, guys, have a great, healthy rest of the day. Talk to you soon.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.